This Sunday at 3 p.m. at MSU's Fairchild Theater, The Strong Musical History of the Beaumont Brass teams with the mighty brass of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra in the Sonic Showcase Brassworks. WKAR's Peter Wharf met earlier this week with the Beaumont's Ava Ordman, Philip Cinder, and Corbin Wagner. Cinder sets up the conversation, noting the diverse mix of music for quintet and larger works, such as the electrifying 10th Symphony by Dmitri Shostakovich.
There are arrangements of pieces for other mediums that we're doing for brass and percussion. So in this case, it's a full orchestral score that we're reducing to about 20 brass and 3 or 4 percussion. And so, of course, we have to cover the woodwind parts and the string parts, and it's pretty challenging. Luckily, the piece is only 3 minutes of whirlwind activity.
The arrangement was done by Tim Higgins, who is principal trombone of the San Francisco Symphony, and it was just done last year for Northwestern University's alumni event concert, and he arranged it, and a bunch of alumni came back and played it, and that's where I first heard about it and saw a little blurb of it on YouTube, and I went, wow, it's really an exciting, amazing piece and a great arrangement.
How does it work for brass only and a few percussion too?
Well, we haven't tried it yet, so we'll see. It's what I heard in that recording, and the feedback from people that played it is that it's very effective.
You have a mix of works that originally for brass quintet and then arrangements as well. How typical is this concert of that sort of mix?
I think it's right on the mark with what we tend to typically do. Brass instruments are so good at playing a lot of different styles of music, and so we tend to borrow from voices from other instruments, and of course there's a lot of original pieces that are just incredible, and so two of those original pieces will be present on this concert.
We're trying to perform some unusual pieces that are for an entire ensemble, a band piece, an orchestra piece, and those of course we need to have arrangements, and so we really believe the brass can handle it beautifully. It's just a fresh sound to an already established piece of music.
We are very excited, though, about doing a world premiere on this concert by one of our new composers, David Biedenbender.
So that's a Spartan fanfare.
Yes, the Spartan fanfare. That'll start the second half.
Can you kind of give us a little bit of a preview on what to listen for in this world premiere?
Well, it's a world premiere for all of us. So until we play it, we've heard a MIDI of it, I think, but that's about it. I know the trombone glisses all the way through.
It does look like an incredibly high-energy, effective piece to start the second half of the program.
In your view or in your listening, is there anything that's particularly Spartan about it?
We're all going to be wearing Sparty outfits.
I don't think so. I think it's more, you know, David's our new composer, and he's a true Spartan for sure, and that's why he named it Spartan Fanfare.
This is Peter Wharf for Current State on WKAR. I'm speaking with members of the Beaumont Brass Quintet about their concert coming up entitled Brassworks this Sunday at Fairchild Theater here at MSU. This is a group that's been around since 1989, so you've seen a lot of personnel changes over the years, but what would you say are sort of some of the common benchmarks? I guess one of them has been bringing along students who are at a higher level as part of the group.
Oh, exactly true, right? In a brass quintet, there are two trumpets, and so our trumpet teacher has been joined by a talented graduate student most of the time, although for a couple of years we had a really strong undergraduate student who was a member of the Beaumont Brass, whose name is Taga Larson. He was a member of the group about 20 years ago and is now a trumpet section member in the Chicago Symphony.
And joined them about 10, 12 years back.
Right. So it's been fun for us to rotate through a number of second trumpet players, joining Rich Illman for his 25 years and now Justin Emmerich for the last 2 years.
What are some of the most important elements of chamber music playing, brass quintet playing, versus maybe orchestral playing?
We try to match style, match sound, and we try to make every phrase into great music. And so when we first listen to a piece, we find our bearing, we figure out how our parts work together, when are we important, when are we a part of the texture only. Mm-hmm. And we then try to listen to recordings, and we amplify what we've learned from that. And hopefully by the end of the result, we'll have a kind of an individual Beaumont Brass version of a standard repertoire.
One of the most recognized pieces might be Percy Grainger's Lincolnshire Posy on the program. You also have a well-known vocal piece by Morten Lauridsen, O Magnum Mysterium. Do you think a lot about sounding more vocal when you're playing a work like the Lauridsen?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just to sort of jump on the bandwagon here about the brass quintet music versus our orchestra playing and so forth, we have to do so many more different things, especially when you talk about transcriptions where, you know, if we have a tuba playing a viola part in the Shostakovich, we're all playing woodwind parts and a variety of other things. Very little do we play the part that we normally would play in Lincolnshire Posy. Occasionally, I recognize that, those 8 bars I play, but the rest is... I think the bass trombone plays bassoon part in one of the movements at the opening. And it's not just how do we play our brass instruments, how do we imitate the instruments that we're playing in order to pull off a piece like Lincolnshire Posy.
What's it like to be bringing to MSU some of your DSO colleagues?
It's always great to play with some of the nation's best soloists. Carl Pittock, he just released a new CD of a brand new concerto. He did the world premiere, I believe, and he's as good a soloist as you'll find in the whole country. And Ken Tompkins on trombone is equal to that as well. This wonderful soloist, and thankfully they're not only great soloists, they're our friends, and so we love to play with them just as buddies as much as we do love hearing their beautiful approach to their instruments.
Brass Works this Sunday at the Fairchild Theater at Michigan State University as Beaumont Brass and friends come together. Ava, Corbin, and Phil, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.